Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you as we begin a new broadcast week here on Political Coffee. Yes, I am your benevolent dictator talk show host, fifth-generation Oregon farmer, current radio talk show host, retired state representative, and I am honored, and I do mean that from the bottom of my heart, to be able to hold conversations with you and talk about things that are really important to our lives every day, Monday through Friday, that is. It's an honor, and I do mean that. All right, lots to talk about today. I almost don't know where to start. Most of it is Oregon-centric. There will be some national things, and we'll get to that as we go along here. So does Oregon need an office, a taxpayer-funded office of first spouse? Totec's considering that for her wife. Oregonian article. I want to know what you think about that. There's an interesting story, and this is kind of what I've been telling you, folks. If you think Oregon is so blue, just check out this story in the Columbian about how the balance of power of the Oregon House, not the Oregon Senate, but the Oregon House could really be up for grabs. Now, for those of you who attended the political coffee clatch where the House Republican leader, Jeff Helfrich, came and spoke, you need to understand a very slight change in votes. And I mean only a slight change in votes. Of about 4,200 people. And Republicans would have controlled the House of Representatives. They need to pick up six seats now to be able to do that for Jeff Helfrich to be elected as Speaker. It isn't as big a mountain to climb as what you think. And that's what this article basically talks about. So what do you think? What do you think are the winning issues? That Republicans or conservatives could use? And how much of an impact does the federal election, the presidential election, have on all of this? Now, this is a presidential election year, obviously. So typically, voter participation is up, especially amongst the parties, considerably during an election year, a presidential election year. Trump is the wild card. Because what Trump does, he brings to the table people who normally don't vote. I kid you not, and the statistics prove it, folks. Now, in my lightning quick mind, joke, I would be asking this question if I were a Republican candidate for the House of Representatives in Oregon. Why does Donald Trump bring people out to vote who normally don't vote? People who did not vote in 2022, where again, only a 4,200 vote change, and Republicans would have been in control of the Oregon House. The question people ought to be asking themselves is, what does Trump bring to the table that inspires people who normally don't vote for Republicans to vote for Republicans, to vote for Trump? What is it? Now, if they ask themselves that question, again, in my lightning quick mind, I would say, why aren't they asking that question? Because they're not. Because what they do is they typically, and not all of the political consultants are bad, okay? I don't want anybody to think that. Some don't get it or don't want to get it. Some are so steeped in the old ways of doing things that they cannot grasp that you ought to be pretty bold out there. And that you ought to hammer away on things that make a difference, things that emotionally connect with people. This is where we need to go. This is why I hammer away on messaging. And I did this recently with a particular political consultant. I won't name that person. Good guy, he's got a good team around him. But trying to steer them in the direction of things that emotionally move those people you need to move to win elections. Okay? Now, that's different than what a lot of these political consultants do. A lot of these political consultants are stuck in a rut where they say, well, you know, we do a little polling, and the polling says, and usually it's the polling of the House Republicans. I'm really just talking about Republicans here. Democrats know what they have to do to win. That is, get the Democrat turnout machine, the union machine, all spooled up and use abortion as the single issue. It's all they're going to talk about, folks. Oh, some of them are going to talk about crime and solving homelessness and building new homes. There's a story about that today. Oregon lawmakers. This is an OPB story. Oregon lawmakers send money for housing projects down the drain, literally. $100 million of your money that's directly going to go to cities to do what? Build sewer systems or upgrade. And a lot of it goes to rural towns. You know, that's the same rural white people that are the domestic threats. Why would they be doing that? Because they want to try to divide the rural vote, which is typically more conservative and typically a lot more Republican. So, friends, and I'm going to get to the phones here in a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. A lot of consultants will do what the polling, the generic polling says they should do. And this is their mistake. The generic polling says people care about jobs, the economy, education. Yeah. Democrats have that same polling too. And Democrats put forward bills that make it seem like they care. And when in reality, they put forward ideas that do just the opposite of what they say they're doing. Republicans who don't get in tune with what really moves people emotionally are going to lose. And we proved that with 5 years of polling that I did specific to the issue of tolling already built roads in Oregon. It is a game changer, folks. It is one of many. There are so many others, and I'll get to them all as we go through the day today. I want to thank those of you who listened and will continue to listen to all the interviews that we conducted Saturday at the Union Hispana event. Jonathan Castro Monroy put that together. It was a great event with Julie Hoy, with Danielle Bethel, Colm Willis, Sheriff Hunter of Marion County, Representative Deal, Representative Mannix. We did interviews with all of them, and David Brown, who was there also. And we're going to start playing those. Some of you listened to some of those interviews live. We continued talking, and we'll play the continued expanded interviews all this week as we get them ready, because it is important. This is one of the groups that we need to, those of us who are on the conservative right side, need to reach out to and reach deep into, because they share our values. They do not share the left's values. Let's go to the phones. We'll start first with the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. We'll start first with Art, and we'll go to Ronnie. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. They call them target markets. The Hispanic community, yep. The black community. And you got to not only follow polling, Jeff, but you actually need to dig down and, hit the issues where, it fits. Just like senior citizens, okay, all senior citizens, they care about their retirement. Sure. They care about, being able to make a living. And you win by doing a great job of hitting each target market and talking to them on the specific issues. And the ones you mentioned were definitely that. But like in the senior market, and of course the Democrats are doing that, is medical, the cost of prescription drugs and all that kind of stuff. So I agree with you wholeheartedly. Saturday was a great event for the Republican Party, because it showed them that we really care, and this BS about Republicans hating people of another color, is a lie. So
it is, but it is like abortion. That's the only thing they can use, because it's the only thing they have, is racism and abortion. They have nothing else. They certainly don't have economic policy. They certainly don't have traditional family values policy that Hispanics care about more than anything else. Art, and great points. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Have a great day, Jeff.
Go. Ronnie, I'm going to let you get started, Ronnie, but I'm going to hold you over, because no doubt you're going to have many things to say. Good morning, Ronnie.
Let's start with three things off the top. Reason we ain't won in the last 10 years since 2012. 12 years, be honest with you. Number one, everybody wants to run the center. Two, consultants, looking all the way back to even as early as 2018 with Sam Carpenter's campaigns people,
yep.
Or some of these others that's been going in other congressional districts, even though they don't live in that region, they're 0-7, okay, in 14 years.
Right,
and we'll continue that after the commercial.
Let's do this after the break, friends. Coffee, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Folks, you should be hopeful, because it's a lot closer than what you think it is in terms of conservatism taking over in Oregon. Not just Republicans. We'll talk more about it on the other side. 20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll go back to Ronnie. I want him to make that point again about political consultants. It's the definition of insanity. Republican political consultants keep doing the same thing over and over again, losing, but yet they expect different results. There's one in particular that runs a lot of U.S. Senate and governor's races who has not won anything except one state representative race in years, folks. But he laughs all the way to the bank because he makes big money. Do these people really want to win? I think that's the question. By the way, there's another story here. Obviously, everybody's hearing about how this is Trump Judgment Day. You know, he's either got to pay all this ridiculous money, it's $454 million, which will be overturned. He's got to pay it today, or the New York Attorney General is going to seize his assets. Well, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley said on Larry Kudlow's Fox Business show, it ain't that simple. In fact, it's probably not going to happen because Trump's properties are complex partnerships with leveraged debt. We'll see. The message that was sent to anybody ever thinking of investing any money in New York State is that if they don't like you, you're not politically correct, they think you're a threat, they're going to seize your business. So Kevin O'Leary said, you know, from the Shark Tank, the big argument he got on the air the other day. Why would anyone in their right mind want to invest anything in New York State today, given how they will politically weaponize the law or not? This isn't even legal, folks. And that's why it will roundly be overturned. By the way, do you have confidence to fly on a Boeing airplane today? Apparently, a lot of people don't. So bad that the CEO, the woke DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion CEO, Dave Calhoun, and other top executives just resigned. Wonder how long this problem's been going on. Somebody that you can have great confidence in is MyPillow. Last night, as I prepared my bed in the new home, I took my brand new MyPillow Giza Dreams pillows, undid them, and I put them in the dryer and got them all fluffed up. Boy, did they sleep well. If you want to sleep better with not just the MyPillow, but all of the other great products, go to MyPillow.com. Buy their products and get huge discounts like I just did. I saved over $500, folks. I'm not kidding you. I saved a lot of money buying first-class products made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com and get the same discounts I got by using the promo code PC23. It's exclusive to this radio show, PC23. MyPillow.com, PC23. Let's go back to Ronnie. Ronnie, I want you to make that point again about...
All right, the point is this. One, we're always using people from back east on our governor's race, senatorial, and everything else. Minus the congressional races, you might get some people from the Tri-County area that will run campaigns to the south. And we've been 0-15 on that since I've been in this state almost 30, wow. Over 30 years. Wow. Two, the main point is that you got people that will take, you know, they're going to get paid from 12 to 25 to 35% of the growth they bring in. Let's use raisins. She outraised Kate Brown. Why she lost? Never knocked on doors. Biggest complaint from NAVs, they used to be Republicans, all 1,285 of them now. 85 more people have left since the beginning of this year. And when we use Marion County, the point is this, nobody talks to them. They see the divisiveness in the party. You got all these people that walked around using their previous hats as former candidates for governors, this, that, and other, dividing. No message, no backbone, no humility, and won't go in areas, but they want all the rewards. I, male or female of these people, but they always want to be, whether it's somebody in Benton County, or somebody back east, to the eastern side of the state, or those that out of my county that, you know, retired unofficially. Make a long story short, if you can't talk to the people, you can't knock on doors, Don't come over to Polk County when we kicked your butt in 2022 by 12% in a non-election year, 47% versus 26%, and used almost 70% compared to 59%. And all it took was less than 500 doors knocked in my county last 3 weeks for the primaries and the general election. If they would do that, NAVs, conservative, moderate Democrats, you'll get responses and you get the turnouts. And that was only with 7 people. Why won't they do that? I heard some people got 80 people who knock on doors. I talk to 80 people every month in the grocery stores, in the gas stations, or when I do ropings, or when I go around the community. That's how you win, by having common sense debate on law and order, parental rights, and everything else. And those are winning issues if they choose to. But, yes, you know, I'm just a nobody, you know, Speaker Rayfield. I'm a DAI sore and a bum. But that's all I got to say. What do you think, people? Am I wrong?
That's right. Is Ronnie right? Should we focus on the things that really move people, or do what the Republican consultants say the polls say to do? Except they don't ask the right questions in the polls. Back in a moment. It's 6:30.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 23 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC call-in talk line here on Political Coffee. 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am. Jeff at KSLM.news. Here's what we're talking about. Tina Kotek is considering creating an office of first spouse paid for by you, the taxpayer. Is that necessary? Oregon's Me Too, pretty worthless longtime attorney general, has decided she wants to join with all the other Democrat attorney generals and sue Apple. Good for her. Does that really make any difference with the drug trade? I'm just curious. You know, the homelessness, the fentanyl deaths. You know, maybe she ought to be concentrating on things like that. I asked the question, by the way, why is it that Trump brings out so many voters who don't typically vote in off-year elections? In fact, they haven't voted for many, many years. Many of them are independents. Why does Trump do that? Well, Curtis writes, Trump brings back hope and change like money back into my pocket. Yeah. And in fact, over the break, and I've got a great email that I'll read from Doug here. By the way, you want to send me an email, it's jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Just over the break, I saw maybe the winning TV commercial of all time, for a presidential election anyway, for those voters in the middle, those people that need to be persuaded. What was that? It was the bum rush last week of the National Guard on the border, overwhelmed by all these illegal aliens that young men exclusively went through the wire. And of course, none of those guardsmen had guns. And here's pictures of them right now with their shields, and they're pushing up, trying to push the illegals away. These are state guardsmen that got bum rushed. I mean, they look like a Roman legion, folks. All you need to do, at every candidate level. You know, at every candidate level, is play that or use that video, not just from Trump, but for Congress right on down the line. Pictures worth a thousand words, folks. American military being overwhelmed by illegal aliens. Thank you, Joe Biden. Oh, and by the way, it impacts every city. Every city now is a border city because where are these people going? 10 million illegal aliens have flooded into America. Where are they going? They're everywhere. The Hispanic event, and by the way, there many of them are not Hispanic. There's something like 130 or 40 nations have been caught coming across the border. And they just let them in. They give them a phone. Hey, that's not all bad. They get to track them, right? So much for constitutional rights for Americans. By the way, the illegals don't have constitutional rights, but they're going to be tracked. Does it mean anything? Nope. They'll never go after them unless Trump is president. And we start the most massive deportation project ever even considered. And that's what needs to happen. Absolutely needs to happen. Balance of power in the Oregon House could be up for grabs. That's an Oregon, that's a Columbia, rather, Columbia County Chronicle. It's an article, and it's right on the money. This is why we focus on elections. Now, it's one thing to use the right messaging, like this issue I just talked about. 10 million illegal aliens flooding into America. Many in the Hispanic community who are here legally, who did it right, deeply offended by this. Especially if the Democrats talk about giving them the right to vote. In fact, it's not just Hispanics. But since that's the issue that is more prevalent in our area than any others, we'll talk about that for the moment. Friends, generations of immigrants have come to America, and they did it right by the law. And now we're just opening up and letting all of these people come in, and we're giving them money, and we're flying them places with no ID. We're giving them housing. Hey, and you'll listen to this, and it'll probably be big today on Steve Bannon's show on War Room. Now the left is saying, hey, this adds trillions of dollars to America's economy. It's good. Yeah, that's what the Chamber of Commerce says. It's good. It's good for people to come in and break our laws. The problem is all of that is a lie. Because with this administration, putting them on the government dole, because you know what's next? Medicaid. Government-run health care. They're already doing it in California. They're giving government-run health care to illegals. Permanently subsidized housing. Chunk of money that's in this housing budget that Tina Kotek just passed, you know, for homeless people. You wait. Is gonna go to illegals. In fact, some of it already is. We documented that and talked about it. These are issues we can talk about to win elections. Now, it's one thing to use the right issues and the right imagery, like this bum rush of the illegal, all these military-aged young men pushing past the National Guard. It's one thing to talk about that and show that image and win an election. It's quite another to make sure that your votes are counted the way they were cast. Do you know that? You don't, do you? Nobody does. Because the machines cannot be trusted. They constantly have errors. And in Oregon, the Democrats who run the legislature always pass new laws to make it easier for the machines to make mistakes, if they're mistakes. This is why elections matter. We have a short window of time, folks, to not only use the right messaging to overwhelm the machines and then elect people who are going to do something about it, and that's where you and I come in. We have to. The only way we can win. And by winning, I mean we conserve and preserve our liberty, our constitutional republic. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Somebody who believes in freedom powerfully, Freedom Heating and Air. You know, we're kind of in that transition time, and right now, we get some cold nights, get some warm days. If your heating and cooling system doesn't keep up, you really ought to call Freedom Heating, you know, because they'll come out to you right away and they'll fix it. Or maybe you need a replacement system because the old system's about ready to die and you kind of know it. They will come out and they'll look at all, and they'll give you all kinds of options. It's one of the great things they do. And they'll work with you to get it done. Give them a call. 503-580-1456. 580-1456. That's Freedom Heating and Air. Check out their website, all one word, freedomheatingandair.net. freedomheatingandair.net. Doug's email. Are we falling for man's laws over God's laws, he asks? Are the American people the sovereign, or is government the sovereign? America is set up as a trust. The Constitution is that trust. For the people are the beneficiaries. In other words, the U.S. is run by the consent of the governed, and the people are the sovereign. The U.S. was set up as a republic. By the way, the word democracy is never mentioned in the Constitution, and you're correct, Doug, it isn't. He continues, democracies always lead to mob rule, where the majority eventually votes themselves into a dictatorship. Because eventually, no one in the mob is considered the minority. The rights of the minority are voted out. Individuals lose their sovereignty, beneficiary status under the trust / constitution. Societies that devolve into democracies always become some form of ism. Marxism, communism, fascism, corporatism, globalism. We are there. Sadly, I think he's right. Don't you find it interesting that nothing that has to do with liberty ends with ism? Libertyism? Not a word. Not a concept. Because it doesn't work. Back in a moment at 647. What do you think about all of this? 503-589-1220. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Friends, I guess we hit a nerve with the first spouse office. Lots of emails and comments about that, and I'll get to them all in just a moment. PacWest Lobby, folks, is the premier Northwest lobby group, and they are a group. Known these folks for a long time. They lobbied me when I served in the legislature in 1999 through 2007. They deal with many things, and not just the legislature, although during the legislative session, that's where their focus tends to be, because they have a lot of clients. They work in construction. They represent people in the healthcare industry, ag and natural resources, education, energy and transportation, nonprofits, local governments, finance regulation, associations, like apps, you know, associations where people come together as business groups or other groups. They represent all of that, but they also do that at the local level. So if you are considering, if you're part of a group that knows maybe you dodged a bullet here on this last legislative session, maybe the crazy leftists that run the Oregon legislature had targeted you guys and didn't work out, you should think about hiring PacWest Lobby. You should check out their website, pwlobby.com, and then give them a call or shoot them an email. Sit down and talk with them. Maybe at all levels, including city or county. PacWest Lobby, pwlobby.com. All right, some quick emails, and then we'll get to Anna and Gary. Julie writes, regarding the first spouse office, Tina Kotek wants to, she's considering creating a taxpayer-funded first spouse office in the governor's office. She says, first spouse, why not? We already had first concubine under John Kitzhaber. Oh, yeah. Jim writes, my wife, in quotes, this is starting to sound like a Kitzhaber do-over. And Art writes, we shouldn't pay for anything concerning the first lady, okay, and if they do, we should go after him because she doesn't work for the state and she doesn't deserve anything extra from our taxpayer money. Well said. Steve writes, office of the first spouse? I love it. That's what brought down the house of Kitzhaber. And Terry writes, illegals and phones. If illegals are being given phones, what phone company is benefiting from us taxpayers buying the phones? You know, I don't know. It would be interesting to see who's, you know, which phone companies support, you know, Democrats in Congress the most, and if they're getting the biggest contracts, or maybe if they're just spreading them all out. I don't know. It's a great question. Somebody ought to be looking into it. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Anna. Anna, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to let you know how pleased I was. I was not able to attend. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I was not able to attend the meeting in East Salem because of a celebration of life. But I am wanting to let people know that I am getting myself out there. I went to Yamhill County to talk about hand counting, and tonight is a Woodburn City Council meeting, and I will be there just to introduce myself to the council members, but according to online, it is, or according to their online, it is a virtual meeting, so otherwise I would invite people to come and see me there. So I am getting myself out there and trying to introduce myself to all the different areas in Marion County that I feel would be interested in knowing who a new person for Marion County Clerk is.
Very good. And what's your website, Anna?
AnnaForClerk.us.
AnnaForClerk.us. Thank you, Anna. Appreciate your calling.
Thank you.
Let's move to Gary. Gary, good morning. Go Beavs. Go Beavs women.
Hey, Jeff. Go Ducks. Yeah, I got knocked out in the didn't get to the Sweet 16, but they played their hearts out, so that's all you can ask.
They were whipped at the end of that thing. They really were.
Yeah. Well, they lost their point guard, and that really hurts. He's really special, and he got injured, which is the story of our year, and he wouldn't have played the next game anyway, most likely. So it is what it is. They outdid their expectations, so that's all you can ask. So Bence and Dreamer voted yes on the extension of the Porculus bill, like was expected, but kind of sad that you can't tell the difference between Democrats and Republicans anymore.
You know, it is. So why do you think they did?
Just to get along. You know, probably their advisors said, hey, the Democrats will all vote for you if you vote for this. And, you know, like I always say with managers, campaign managers, win or lose, as long as the check cashes.
Okay.
So should the Democrats haven't explained, should they close the power plants before or after we all go electric vehicle?
You know, good question. You know, we're going to replace all of the dam hydroelectric power, which, by the way, under federal law, is not the reason for the dams. Gary, you know what the number one reason for the dams is?
I would think flood control, but that's just me.
It is. It is flood control. You got it, 100%. But that's not what people concentrate on. You know what people are emotionally tied to is whether they can turn on the TV or the refrigerator works or they can charge their cell phone.
Or drive their cars the way the Democrats want. See, they're very, very good at solving imaginary problems, which usually cause real problems. And that's exactly what's happening with climate change. They use it as a club to do everything, closing the dams, closing the forests, getting you out of your car. They can't find a real reason, so they make a reason up, which was done by Al Gore and Enron. They make up a reason, and there's no way to fight it because they can say, oh, you're just a crazy nut. Science says that there is global warming, even if there isn't. You're basically painted into a corner having to fight an imaginary imaginary army.
Gary, thank you as always. Go Beavs.
Go Ducks.
Folks, there's another story out here. It's on the Liberty Daily. Did you know that illegal aliens tried buying guns almost 48,000 times in America in 2023 alone? Did you know that? Illegal aliens tried buying guns almost 48,000 times in 2023. And then there's a story here about a tranny transgender Minnesota state rep, Lee Finke, wants to use taxpayer money to make Minnesota a trans refuge state. I'm surprised that hasn't been brought forward here in Oregon. It probably will. Unless we use the right messaging. See you tomorrow.